It's been more than a decade since white nose syndrome began ravaging bat populations across the East Coast. Now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has given out more than $1 million in grants to 37 states to monitor and study the fungal disease. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, this now includes the Pacific Northwest.
State conservation agencies in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho are each receiving roughly $28,000. Washington is the only one so far with confirmed cases, two since last year. Ann Froschauer is the Pacific Region White Nose Syndrome Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says tracking the disease is mostly uncharted territory in this region compared to the eastern half of the U.S., where researchers have long known which caves and mines vulnerable bats hibernate in.
So it becomes difficult for us to go out and look for the disease in the same way. Each of the states had been, prior to this discovery, had been doing some level of population monitoring and disease surveillance. Of course, with the discovery of the disease, that's sort of kicked things into a bit higher gear.
White nose syndrome affects certain species of bats. It disrupts their hibernation cycle, causing many to become too weak to eat or fly during the winter months. The mortality rate for an affected bat colony can reach 90%, if not higher. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.